Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of St. Louis, King of France. Now, he was no cloistered monk. He was a husband, a father of 11 children, and a ruler of one of the most powerful kingdoms in Europe. He negotiated peace, reformed the entire legal system, codified the royal justice, and even sat beneath the oak of Vincennes to hear the cries of the poor. He navigated wars and alliances across a fractured Europe, and yet, in the midst of all his duties, he carved out time each day for a deep relationship with God. How did he get it all done? Well, he was a ruler with a rule of life. He had a plan, a structure, a recipe for his life so that he couldn't give too much time to one thing, too little time to others, and it kept him from wasting time. He began every morning with God first, in silent meditation and a concrete resolution. He went to daily Mass, examined his conscience each evening, and went to confession every week. His life was structured, not ruled by the tyranny of the urgent or by distraction, but with a rhythm and a purpose. He ordered his time so he could give things in their proper place. God first, family second, and then the kingdom. To our age, addicted to and driven by urgency and distraction, King Louis shows us that sanctity begins with order. We too need a plan of life, a rule of life. Do you have yours? Maybe you need to go back and listen to our meditation or read it on Saint Benedict and a rule of life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Louis ruled from a palace, but he lived like a servant. Each day he gave alms personally, distributing food, clothing, and money, not through his ministers, but with his own hands. He often fed over 100 beggars at his table, and he wouldn't eat until they were finished, and then he would kneel and wash their feet. He founded a hospital in Paris for 300 blind men, as well as homes for orphans, the sick, and the abandoned. Walking through Paris, once he encountered a man with leprosy, and insisted on washing his wounds himself, offering him his own cloak and his personal care. At Royaumont Abbey, he often slipped away from royal duties to serve the sick in secret, for he believed he was serving Christ, who was hidden in the suffering. Now, Louis lived in a deeply Catholic culture. Most of the people in his empire believed in Christ, but many still suffered physically, and he responded with personal love. He didn't delegate mercy. He took personal responsibility and action. But our world is different. Most of our friends and family aren't starving for food. They're starving for God. They don't know the love of Christ, and they aren't living in friendship with Him. And Christ expects us to do something, not to delegate it. But what should we do? With intentionality, confidence, and persistence, we must pray and offer sacrifice for the conversion of our fallen away loved ones. Sacrifice that costs us something, that hurts. Then build a bridge of friendship. Invite them to do some good thing together. Go on a walk, invite them for a drink, share a meal. Be curious, listen, ask what matters to them, and be patient. And when the moment is right, invite them to pray the rosary with you, or come to Mass, or encounter Christ in confession, or the OCIA. God has placed specific people in your life for a reason, because you are the one he intends to reach them. You can't delegate this. You must get close, get involved, and love them gently toward heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The Muslim Caliph Hakim the Mad destroyed the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, banned pilgrimage to the Holy Land, and unleashed a violent persecution on the Christians who lived there. His actions shocked Europe and helped spark the Crusades. King Louis answered the call. He led two Crusades, desiring to reclaim the Holy Land for Christ. But both ended in failure. In 1249, he captured Damietta in Egypt, but chaos and disease devastated his army. He himself was taken prisoner. Yet even in captivity, his Muslim captors knelt before him, recognizing his holiness. Finally, released after ransom, he was allowed to go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land, praying at the few sites still accessible. Then in 1270, he launched one final crusade to Tunis, where he fell ill and died, lying on a bed of ashes and whispering, "Jerusalem." Why did God allow this great saint, who wanted to do such good, why did he allow him to fail in this great effort? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Now, if Louis was such a great leader and such a great saint, why did these crusades fail? To the world, it looked like everything had gone wrong. But in God's eyes, it was just the opposite. Through these losses and failures, God was pouring himself into Louis' soul and pushing out everything that was less than God. In the darkness, Louis was being emptied so that God could fill him completely. See, what King Louis wanted most was transforming union with Christ. But that union could only come about when his soul was emptied of everything less. Now, every person, you and I, we have two or three good things we actually want more than God, if we're really honest. Things we think make up our identity and self-worth, things we think we have to have for happiness and security, and attachment to these things, no matter how good, prevents God from filling our soul completely. And this is why God allows the dark night. He allows good things to be stripped away. Now, the dark night may take the form of a difficult marriage, a chronic health problem, some failure in business, or just simply retirement, or the loss of a spouse or a loved one. Whatever form the dark night takes, God is not punishing us. God is flooding our soul and pushing created things out, making room to be filled by him. As Psalm 36 promises, they will be inebriated from the richness of thy house, and you will give them to drink from the torrent of your pleasure. Yes, with you is the fountain of life, and by your light, we see light. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. When Louis returned from the First Crusade, he wasn't defeated. He was awakened. He had gone to fight for Christ with armies and strategy, but everything unraveled. His men died, his mission collapsed, and he was humiliated. The campaign ended not in glory, but in emptiness. Again, in that emptiness, Louis saw the world for what it truly is, fleeting, fragile, unable to satisfy the soul. Earthly victories, even in the name of God, can become idols. Strength fails, wealth vanishes, relationships fade, but one thing remains: God. Louis had fought for the Holy Land, but now he sought to become a Holy Land. So he withdrew from courtly life, fasted, prayed, confessed frequently. He dressed simply, embraced silence, and lived like a monk with a crown. He was no longer preparing for a campaign. He was preparing for eternity. And so must we. As our worldly responsibilities lessen, when our children are grown, when retirement comes, when life quiets down, we are not being sidelined. We are being invited. This is the hour to give God everything: time, attention, love. And don't waste this precious time on news and shows, sports and distractions. Louis's final years were his spiritual ascent. Let's make ours the same. For the world fades, but God remains. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, this is a great saint.
This is a fantastic saint.
And very...
It's unbelievable.
Forgotten. Yeah. Underrated. People know very little about him, but he was this warrior king who led battles from the front. He was the first into battle. Yet, he lived this deep life of prayer. He refused to commit sin of any kind. His mother told him, I'd rather see you dead than commit a mortal sin.
Wow.
And he told his son, I would rather see a Scotsman on the throne than you.
Wow.
If this throne would cause you to sin.
I feel bad for the Scottish.
It was kind of a slam to the Scottish at the time. And there's great, great stories about him, especially in this latter part of his life,
mm-hmm.
where he would go to the Cistercian monastery dressed in basic, really simple sackcloth almost. And he would sit on the floor with the monks cross-legged listening to teachings.
It's really incredible. I mean, that's real nobility in the truest sense. And I mean, obviously, none of us are kings or queens, but like that's a real nobility that we can try to emulate because that's a real upright nature.
Yeah. Well, but actually, when we're baptized, we're anointed as a priest, prophet, and a king. And Jesus promised that if we're faithful, we would reign with him forever. So we do have a nobility that's actually greater than that of King Louis. But the question is, or the issue for us is, will we use our power for self-mastery,
mm-hmm.
and for the service of others? Or will we allow our sinful desires to master us and make us selfish and wretched to live with? But, you know, I look at the life of St. Louis in detail, and I think I am pathetic.
Yeah.
Absolutely pathetic.
Yeah. For one thing, I always think I don't have the time to slow down and sit in prayer. Look at the life he lived. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I do have some responsibilities. I don't have to run a country, though. I just don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe even the best way to run a country is to take some time and sit in silence with God.
Well, that's it right there. He realized that his wisdom came from God. So he mm-hmm. spent time in prayer. Then he was able to govern wisely and probably with a lot less wasted time,
yeah.
a lot more effectively.
Mm-hmm. If you realize that everything you have, you get from God, then the best way to give back to your people is to get everything you can.
Right. The most, we would be most productive if we would dedicate time to mm-hmm. meditation and let God fill
yeah.
us with his wisdom.
Go straight to the source.
And then secondly, we can't become virtuous like Louis in a moment or in a day. We become virtuous like Louis by the dint of small things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the daily resolution. If we want to become virtuous, holy like Louis, then we need the daily resolution. Just one simple thing we're going to do each day to grow. So maybe as a resolution, we need to have a resolution. What's our resolution today? Pick one thing you're going to do today to avoid sin or do what you're supposed to do.
That's incredible.
Thanks for the conversation. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.